cameras, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, hello, and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with...
Corey.
That is correct. And today we're actually doing something that happened 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So it's very, very new. It's very, very recent. Please note, any information we are speaking about in the show was the information available during the time of recording. So if you hear this and there's new information, I can't predict the future, unfortunately. So today we're examining a tragic and senseless act of violence that shattered the Friday evening calm in Midtown Manhattan. On July 28th, 2025, a lone gunman stormed into an office tower at 345 Park Avenue, killing four innocent people and wounding another before turning his weapon on himself. And you actually see pictures of him literally walking in the streets. He just is holding a gun, like a big assault rifle.
Like this
guy's
walking.
How he wasn't tackled in the streets by somebody is wild. Like, there's actual, like, pictures and it's wild.
But what do you mean tackled in the streets by somebody? Who sees someone walking with a gun and just decides
that's
to tackle them?
That's also very true.
I think that's a little bit mental.
But the police?
I mean...
tackle him. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. So what led a man from Las Vegas to drive across the country with a semi-automatic rifle and carry out one of New York's deadliest shootings in 25 years? That's what we're going to attempt to decode today on this show.
Yeah.
So it was roughly 6:28 p.m. when Shane Devon Tamura, 27, wearing body armor, entered the lobby of a 44-story office building on Park Avenue. He carried a self-assembled M4 style rifle, firing without hesitation. In the lobby, he shot two men and a woman, including off-duty NYPD officer Durail, I think that's how you say it, Islam, who was providing private security. He also wounded another man in the chaos before heading to the elevator bank and shooting a security guard at close range. Surveillance footage revealed that Tamura allowed a woman stepping off the elevator walk past unharmed. It's a bit random, but okay. I mean, you shoot everybody else and you just let this woman walk past.
Yeah.
Right? And it was an eerie act in an otherwise indiscriminate attack. He boarded the elevator, mistakenly went to the 33rd floor instead of the NFL headquarters, and opened fire immediately upon exiting. One of the victims there was Julia Heyman, a 27-year-old Rudden Management associate who had taken refuge in the panic room only to step out and get shot. Why are you stepping outside the panic room when no one has given you the all clear? Is a good question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes people just make dumb decisions.
I mean, we don't know what was going on in her head. It is an unfortunate thing because she was in a safe area.
Yeah.
And it is unfortunate. So police eventually found Tamura with a self-inflicted gunshot wound on that same floor. Four were dead and he was the fifth. Tamura was a casino surveillance department employee in Las Vegas. Formerly a high school football player in California, he earned a concealed firearms permit in Nevada as well as a private security license. So a concealed permit, what I understand is, you know, people can own guns, but you can't just carry them around anywhere you go. You have to have what this is called a concealed weapon, which means that you could have it like concealed in your jacket or on the purse, on your persons while you're out in public. And it's not just given to anybody. His cross-country journey began on July 26th through multiple states, Colorado, Nebraska, Iowa, and New Jersey, before arriving in New York that evening. He drove a BMW packed with weapons, ammunition, and medication. In his pocket, investigators discovered a three-page note. One passage blamed the NFL, as in football.
Yeah, that's the football league.
Yes, I don't understand why the football league could what they could possibly do to you to make you shoot people. But anyway, he blamed the NFL for concealing the risks of chronic traumatic, please excuse this, encephalopathy.
Okay.
Really big word.
That felt like a lot to digest.
Encephalopathy. Yes, that one. Or CTE, as we will call it on the show. And demanded his brain be studied after death.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't understand. But anyway, I mean, chronic, traumatic, I mean, that means something happened. But this encephalopathy, I have no idea where to even begin to try to explain what that could be. And why it would be related to football. I'm searching it.
Yeah, well, if he's accusing the NFL, I know, like, previously the NFL had been accused for various things. One of the reasons...
Brain disease that alters brain function or structure.
Which is why the NFL started... It's why in the NFL they started wearing helmets.
So then why don't rugby players wear helmets?
That's a good question. Maybe they all just have a desire to be brain dead one day.
But I mean, if you compare
the tackles, now rugby is a lot rougher than football. The NFL. But if you look at the type of tackles you're allowed to do in rugby, you won't get someone jumping into your head first. As opposed to in NFL,
fair enough.
That's a possibility where guys just like, they have high tackles, low tackles, flying all over the place. And in rugby, it works different.
Yeah, but I mean, never understand. Why are you going to run into somebody like you are a truck? And
Is not the fact that they're running into somebody. The point is they're defending.
But you're running into somebody, willingly running into somebody with your whole body weight. Like, I don't understand. You are willingly doing that for a ball.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm being genuinely serious.
I didn't expect that from you.
No, I'm being serious. Like, people complain. I'm not saying it must be banned or anything. I'm just saying from my perspective, I don't understand why anybody would want to stand there and you are willingly letting somebody...
It's not an intellectual argument.
What do you mean? It's a life preservation reason.
You took this whole sport and you summarized it into a ball.
Is that what you're upset about?
It's yes.
At the end of the day, are they not playing to get the ball?
No, they're not playing to
get the ball. Is it? You see, smiling because you know it's
no,
true.
I'm laughing because this is an idiot. This argument is rubbish. It's so rubbish.
It's not. Every sport is literally baseball,
go tell girls that play
soccer,
netball that they're chasing a ball.
They are. That's they want to get the ball so they can score. It's all for a ball.
Typically coming from someone who doesn't like to play sports.
It's all for the ball. If you don't have a ball, you can't win the game. That not true? If you don't have the ball in soccer, can you score a goal? No.
Let's carry on.
Answer my question.
This is about the crime and not about...
This is a sidetrack. If you are playing...
It's not a sidetrack. This conversation is a sidetrack.
Answer my question. If you are playing soccer and you don't have the ball, can you score a goal?
No.
Exactly.
But the ball is not the main objective.
The ball is the main objective.
The ball is a tool.
No. It's the main objective because
that's
you can
I said
only
that this whole
win the game with the ball.
That's why I said this whole conversation is a side
track.
Let's go back to what we're talking
if
about.
If there's no ball, you'll be running around like chickens looking like idiots chasing the air.
Back to our point. We were talking about the man who's killing people and he blamed the NFL.
He's ignoring me because he understands that I'm right. It's for a ball. No, even when you go play.
We are talking about a man who's killing people here. No. I think that's a little bit more important.
No, I'm upset now because you will go play knowing that you could very well get hurt. I don't even understand why you would do that.
That's not the conversation that we're dealing with right now. The show is about a killer.
You are killing my patience.
Building a character.
Anyway, I rest my case. It was horrible. But anyway. Okay, so that was on the first page about this whole brain damage thing. And on the second page, he apologized to his parents and asked for forgiveness. Maybe just don't shoot people. I'm just saying. Okay. He had documented mental health crises in Nevada in 2022 and 2024. And so they were both short-term mental moments of his life, okay? But this is where people start to ask the questions. With somebody who's had these mental breakdown problems, why was he allowed to buy a gun? Which I do agree with. Hey?
I mean, yeah. Did he buy it legally?
Yeah, but...
That's crazy.
But that's my thing, right? A lot of mental people, never mind the fact that they could shoot other people. That is a concern. But, yeah. If they've had mental spats and have problems, why would you sell them a gun knowing that they could potentially shoot themselves? Which he did in the end. So that's the first concern. The second concern is like what he did. It's the reason why pilots have to go for like psych evaluations and all of that, because they have all those people's lives when they're on the plane. They fly. I mean, if a pilot's depressed and wants to kill himself, he'll crash the plane. All those people die. I mean, that will be bad news all around. So why is this any different? Why was someone with two mental health crises in his life allowed to purchase literal guns?
I have an answer for you.
Legally.
And the one answer is money.
Yeah.
As simple as that.
I get that, but
I mean, you give me good business. Yeah, here you go. Here's a gun.
Honestly, sometimes I think guns are one of the worst inventions that humans could ever come up with.
I don't think so.
No guns, no war. Who are you fighting people with?
No guns, no war. That doesn't...
No, no, that would still be war, but like it's not like war.
So it will be having like... I can just imagine people in a war with slingshots and rocks.
No, man, it would be the same as the old days where they fought with like bow and arrows and with swords and stuff like that.
A sword is not bad.
No, hear me out, right? I think guns and like bombs and stuff like that have made it so much worse. Like, you can fire at people from across the world and destroy an entire city.
Yeah.
I mean, what were we thinking, actually? It's not the best moment for humanity.
Look, I don't think
it's
something we could have avoided, because over years...
No, I get that.
Technology
and I get
is
that.
Always advancing.
I know.
People are always looking for more efficient ways to do things, which will include how to overcome your enemy.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like, really... What were we doing? Something of such mass destruction. And so there were four people killed in this rampage. There was the officer, which I mentioned earlier. He was 36. And he was a Bangladeshi-born NYPD officer working private security. He was married with two sons and a third child on the way. That's so sad. There was Wesley LePatner, who was a 43-year-old global head of Blackstone Real Estate Income Trust and chair of its Women's Initiative, a Yale graduate, mother, and board member of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, or the Met Museum. There was Julia Heyman, 27, a Rudden Management Associate and Cornell alumni. She stepped out of the panic room, like we said, and then there was Alard Etienne, a 46-year-old security guard who tried to stop the shooter at the elevator bank, and a fifth person, a 41-year-old NFL employee who was critically injured in the lobby but survived. While police are still investigating, they've suggested Tamura intentionally targeted the NFL, whose headquarters occupy part of the building. His note blames CTE and NFL policies, despite him never actually playing beyond semi-competitive high school level. So you see, this is my thing. He played football in high school, but he never actually played for the NFL. Why are they to blame?
I don't know. He might have, because, like, especially if you should, I think you'd know this, but if you look at sports, especially in the United States, high school level is, like, a really high level. So maybe there was some kind of connection at the point that he was playing the NFL.
I get it, right? But like I said, I was saying earlier, going into any sports, I'm a dancer. I know that there are risks. I know you can hurt yourself. I know that, right? You go in, I mean, people who go into rugby know they have a chance of breaking a nose or having cauliflower ears or pulling a muscle. Same with if you're playing in the Premier League. You know that there is a chance that you could get seriously hurt.
By the way, when she's referring to Premier League, she's talking about the English.
Yeah, because football soccer is league. Just making laugh fun for me. And anyway, so for me, if he played football, there should have been a conscious decision that was made. Okay, I'm going to play football. There is a chance that I could get hurt. You take on that chance when you sign up, right? I don't think the famous soccer players in England sign up and be like, oh my goodness, if I get hurt, I'm suing Man United. They know they could get hurt. I'm pretty sure most of them have been hurt before. You make that conscious decision knowing that everything comes with could result in something. I mean, you drive a car knowing that there could be an accident. Now, we don't want the accident and we don't pray for the accident and we don't believe it's going to happen. But every day you get in your car. Do you get what I'm saying? So why blame the NFL? You decided to play the football. To me, it makes no sense.
Yeah. I mean, I can't answer for him.
Well, I suppose he has had mental breakdowns. He probably was not in his right mind. But anyway. Security footage and interviews painted a picture of calm, methodical attacker. One former detective described him as strutting with complete confidence across the plaza, holding the rifle casually at his side. Tamura assembled the rifle himself with parts bought by a Las Vegas associate. Police are questioning that person. The weapon reportedly cost about $1,400. The shooting has stunned New York and the nation. Mayor Eric Adams called it sick, twisted act of violence and has renewed calls for stronger gun control legislation. The NFL preseason began with a moment of silence in Canton, Ohio. Commissioner Roger Goodell visited victims and expressed sorrow while the league closed its New York offices and held virtual support sessions. The real estate industry is now reconsidering security protocols, investing in enhanced access control panic rooms and AI-driven weapon detection systems. Building managers across the city are under pressure to prepare. The city offers free mental health resources through the NYC 988, urging anyone affected to seek help. Mayor Adams emphasized community resilience and support. This event in New York's deadliest shooting in a quarter century since the 2000 Wendy's massacre in Queens. And it raises many tough questions. How do we balance mental health care with lawful access to firearms? What responsibility do institutions and employers bear when someone with documented crises obtains high-risk jobs and weapons? It's all questions that we have to take into consideration. I mean, I know someone in Australia, they had been on anti-anxiety meds and she was off them for a while and she wanted to join the police. No. Not allowed. Because you can't be a police with anxiety.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a gun.
And like every day dealing with like
high pressure situations.
Yeah, not just high pressure. Well, high pressure definitely, but yeah. Like life-threatening, like mind-boggling, like you're dealing with crime on a daily basis, and it's like it's in your face.
No, it's in your face. And so, I mean, if it's a very difficult thing, because we're like, where do you draw the line? This person is stable. This person isn't stable. They are better now. I mean, he's been better for 3 years. Now he can have a weapon. Like, it's very difficult questions to ask. Yeah. Answer. But what happened was a tragedy. I mean, he literally walked in, just shot up at people, and then killed himself. Yeah, I actually don't have words. And to me, the motive was... You know, we've had people who, like, have much more political motives for why they do things like this. This was like, I got injured and I blame the NFL and I'm gonna shoot people.
Yeah, he's clearly mentally disturbed.
Yeah, that's like low of the low reasons why you should be shooting people. You shouldn't be shooting any people, but that's like the lowest, one of the lowest reasons that you would be able to do so. But anyway, that was the mass shooting that happened in Park Avenue. Our hearts go out to the victims' families. It must still sting, being only 2 weeks later, and we're sending lots of thoughts and prayers. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No.
Nothing. Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed. Otherwise, we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.